And good morning. Did you see it's back? If you did, then you're in the right place at the right time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. A pleasant Monday morning, November 8, 2021. We are about 3 days away from Veterans Day. We're 2 days away from the Marine Corps' birthday. I'd like to pay particular attention to that. It's they have some serious pomp and circumstance at their functions. I've been to a number of them. So you gotta love it. You know, service to country, and they deserve a little birthday break. So they're gonna get that this week as well. For those of you joining us for the first time, we are on from 11 to 1. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. And now we're on Standard Time because we switched the clocks back. And so for those of you who do not celebrate Daylight Savings Time, we're still going to be on from 11:06. So you have to determine where that fits on your clock. And then, of course, if you're hearing something on WWCR, which we broadcast over shortwave, that's already podcasted and you will not be able to call in. However, if you're here during this time slot and you're hearing the sound of my voice now, the number is 844-769-2944, and you can call in and tell me what's on your mind. We can have a little social intercourse right here on the radio. That's what's important. Being able to talk. We've been locked up for 20 months in some states, you know, the stuff is still going on. It's even worse. And so this gives you, you know, if you feel like you're being held hostage by your government, this is the phone number to call to complain so that everybody knows why you feel upset with your government. 844-769-2944. We have a special guest joining us during the noon hour. Standard time, our time, that's right, right here on the show, and that's Patrick Wood from Technocracy.news, and he is the editor of Technocracy News, and wait till you hear what we're going to be talking about, like the Great Reset and various other little agendas that you need to be aware of. You're not going to hear that in mainstream media, folks. That's the reason we're here, to give you the news and things that most people just don't hear on mainstream media. So we now know that this infrastructure bill that's going to jack up our inflation, we already know that that is passed both the House and Senate. The Senate previously voted on this, and if you, this is really a sweeping $1.2 trillion, which means it's probably going to cost more. It's cleared the Senate on a 69-30 vote. All right, now you're saying, wait a minute, I thought we had 50 of each, and then it was a tiebreaker, the vice president, president pro tem of the Senate would jump in. Well, 19 Republicans joined Democrats in voting for the infrastructure deal, which makes you wonder just exactly where their allegiance is to. And so here's the list, and if you hear your congressman or senator's name being chirped over the radio, make a note of that, because if I was any right-thinking American and I knew that we are going to be faced with supply chain shortages and various other things, and that inflation was going to skyrocket based on what the economists are telling us, and then you have one of these Republicans in your district that voted for this bill, I would think that there may be two reasons why they would vote. Either somebody had the goods on them and basically pushed their button and said, hey, you know, we have a file on you. The other reason, which is a little bit more obvious, is that they got perks for their district. And that's the reason they voted for it, because somebody sweetened their pot. So here's the list. If you hear your senator's name, obviously, write that down and then make a phone call to his office and complain. Because for every one person that calls his office and complains, there's probably 100 others out there that are not. But they'll let him know when it comes election time in 2022. That's Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Susan Collins of Maine, why am I not surprised, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Mike Crapo of Idaho, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, that's surprising, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Hoeven of North Dakota, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voted for it. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Rob Portman of Ohio, Jim Risch of Idaho, Mitt Romney of Utah, not surprised there, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, a little surprised there, Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Those are the 19 politician senators that voted for the infrastructure bill. For those of the in the House, that bill passed by a vote of 228 to 206. And, you know, here the thing is CNN and everybody else is gloating over the fact that all the Republicans jumped in. And those who voted in favor of the bill, who are registered Republicans representing districts around the country as congresspeople, Don Bacon of Nebraska, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Andrew Garbarino of New York, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, John Katko of New York, Adam Kinzinger, little crybaby from Illinois. He's part of that January 6th committee out there that just, you know, when they turn the cameras on, he starts tearing up. Nicole Malliotakis of New York, David McKinley of West Virginia, Tom Reed of New York, Chris Smith of New Jersey, Brett Upton of Michigan, Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, and Don Young of Alaska. Any of those names sound familiar to you? It's probably because they are not voting with your conscience in mind. They're voting with their own. Sherry in Kansas, how are you this morning?
Well, good morning. I'm pretty good. This is, I mostly catch you on the replay. So this okay. is something you were talking about the other day. Were you aware that if for an agency to promulgate the regulations, there is a specific way those they have to do it to be legal?
You're asking me, is there a way that they have to do it specifically?
Yeah, like
there is.
Like this whole bill with OSHA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right in your thinking, Sherry. There is a way, and it's called the Code of Federal Regulations, or CFR, and it is published in the Federal Register, and there is a, I like to call them sell-by dates, you know, because the thing is that you notice that once these particular executive orders become part of the Code of Federal Regulations and become published in the Federal Register, which we're now finding out that this vaccine mandate, well, that's a problem here because we didn't see that ever published. And once it did go in, which was supposedly on the 4th of November, all of a sudden all the lawsuits got filed. See, they were waiting for this thing to hit the Federal Register so that they could file suit against it and declare that it was unconstitutional, which is one of the reasons why they just now got a federal appeals court over the weekend to block the Biden administration's private employer COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Of course, Sherry, he is insisting that his administration is going to fight that challenge. So, you know, they did it for a reason. That's because it finally hit the Code of Federal Regulations or the Federal Register. So it's now in there. And even though they claim that it's a regulation, according to them, it is nothing but code. And the problem I see here, Sherry, you have a problem with this, obviously. What is it?
Well, see, now Ralph Winterrood, and he subbed, I think, a week or two before you came on as the regular host. And he's out of Alaska, and he's he's been studying the law for a long time. And he's actually looked into how they are supposed to promulgate these regulations, which is all the agencies can go by is regulations. But if they do not promulgate them like they're supposed to, and they're not doing it, then you can use it in court to show that, you know, that it wasn't promulgated right. And, like, if it's a 301 reg, which most of them fall under, and they try to push them off as the public has to go by these. A 301 reg is internal. It's for housekeeping. You really ought to get Ralph on, because he's really looked into this and he can explain it, especially if you're asking him questions about it, because a lot of times he talks over people's head and he doesn't even know he's doing it.
Right. Well, no, and I understand. I understand where you're coming from, Sherry. That's one of the things that, you know, we always try to get to the truth of the matter. Obviously, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt that none of these executive orders, I mean, there were 44 of them. They were all signed by Sleepy Joe on the 20th or 21st of January. And so there is a time frame, usually 90 days, before a lot of these regulations go into effect. And so I read all 44 of them, and so I kind of like scratched my head going, he virtually undid most everything that President Trump did when he was in office. I mean, it looked like it was done out of political spite, just at first impression, just reading it for the first time, it looks like it was done out of political spite. So, you know, it's one of those things that obviously the more these lawsuits get filed and that this ban gets exposed and the promulgating regulations, as you are obviously, Sherry, aware of, once that all starts to come out in the wash, you're right, the courts will challenge this mess or allow it to be challenged, and it could be that this mandate really isn't an enforceable mandate at all. I mean, already the courts are saying that there are constitutional issues and they're going to look into this. In the meantime, the vaccine mandate has been injuncted. So they're not, they can't move forward with this. And obviously the Garland DOJ is going to be out there in full regalia trying to take away more of our rights and freedoms. And thanks so much for your call this morning, Sherry. We
appreciate
that.
Wait a minute. I got one more thing to add. Have you heard of this Bobby Powell, who was, he's a journalist, and he was up at the Capitol on January 6th. He was a press guy. He was taking video, and I heard him, I think it was yesterday on somebody's program, and he's got video showing these federal agents, and he has offered it to the FBI. He's offered it to the D.C. police. I mean, it's good video, and they right. will not even talk to him. But
of course
you ought to get him on. But his name is Bobby. Bobby Powell.
Okay, got it.
Substack.com.
Oh,
and
Substack.
You can look
He's
at
on Substack.
Video.
Okay, yeah. Bobby Powell. I'm making a note of this, Sherry. I appreciate it. You know, the producers will look at this and try and make contact with him. Substack, by the way, folks, for those of you who aren't aware of this, Sherry obviously is aware of it because she's quoting it. So I know she knows there are a lot of the frontline journalists that are out there digging at the truth and they're publishing it there. Now, obviously, if you're aware of what happened over the weekend, Veritas, their homes, the head of the Project Veritas, their homes were raided by the FBI over the weekend. They're, you know, basically looking, and I have to keep asking myself, you know, what's up with Joe Biden's daughter's diary that it got away from her and into the hands of somebody else? How'd that happen? You know, we're talking about irresponsible behavior. Well, I guess his daughter falls into the same category, but hey, if you've got the daughter's diary, well, of course, in the interest of national security, the feds certainly cannot allow a media agency to have a copy of that diary because it might contain sensitive information. So we need to launch a full-scale investigation. So if you even sneeze wrong, that's a problem. So, Sherry, we'll keep Bobby Powell's name in mind and go check out his page on Substack, and we appreciate the info this morning. Thanks so much for joining us on the Power Hour. 844-769-2944. There is a manufacturer of the COVID-19, quote, vaccine, unquote, Emergent BioSolutions. This is a major vaccine manufacturer that came under investigation after it was blamed for a bad batch of 15 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. HHS and Emergent mutually agreed to end the contract at the 1st of November. According to the Maryland-based company in its earnings report, the cancellation means that the contract was reduced by $180 million. So if you're taking 15 million doses and you're dividing them into $180 million, if in fact that is the case, that's a very expensive jab, isn't it? Somebody's making a ton of money. Then there's Comirnaty, and people are going, what? Yeah, Comirnaty. This is Pfizer-BioNTech's Comirnaty COVID shot. This was approved or licensed by the FDA in late August, but only for adults and only when carrying the Comirnaty label. So that means if you don't see the Comirnaty label on the bottle that the lab tech is putting a syringe in, that ain't the stuff that's been approved. No other COVID shot other than Comirnaty, which is in Germany, right, has been FDA approved. Comirnaty is not currently available. The experimental emergency use authorization Pfizer shot, though, is, and it's being substituted. The two products are clearly legally distinct, and they're not the same. So therefore, if you are so inclined to go get a jab, which we're just, you know, cringing at the thought, because a lot of frontline doctors are signing new declarations, the Great Barrington regulate, or the Great Barrington paper was put out. That was huge. A lot of the scientific community got behind the Great Barrington paper, which I did as well. I signed it. I was in favor of it as a media person. They needed to do a whole lot more research, and this is not a one-size-fits-all kind of a situation. And so when you look at the fact that these shots may limit the kind of immune response that you might have, you might be infected with COVID. And what do you think happens when you get injected with something that Jean-Luc Montagnier, the discoverer of the AIDS virus, says, well, 4% of this jab contains HIV. And you're like, what? You mean they're injecting me with AIDS? Well, that's what Montagnier is saying. He says, you wonder why we have all these variants? Well, that's because of the AIDS virus. That's what's causing it, because AIDS is really sneaky. It likes to go, it's a recombinant, what they call a recombinant viral strain. And recombinant means it can reproduce itself over and over and over again. But in this case, the reason they probably incorporated the AIDS virus into it is because it has the capability of creating, are you ready for this figure? 655 trillion strains of whatever virus it's been paired with. So think about, they're talking about the Delta variant when this thing, if in fact what Jean-Luc Montagnier says is right, that means that we're talking about 655 trillion different ways that this virus can not only replicate, but sneak around, do what we call a workaround, an end run around the intention of the original viral strains that were put in there. And so now there's also commentary from America's frontline doctors that these viral loads are basically in a position to take over your system, kill its immunity, and only if it's alive inside the host. And then once that's done, the frontline doctors are saying that the possibility exists you are either going to be dead or disabled as a result. And I'm not the only one that is listening to this argument. I'm sure that you've all been dialing into Rumble and BitChute and other channels. If you haven't, that seems to be where a lot of the chatter is coming from. And you have to sift through a lot of that because we're trying not to instill fear in everyone. There actually is a protocol that you can take that's being suggested by America's frontline doctors. We have some of those ingredients at the Power Mall. We've talked about this before, that you can take if you've had the vaccine and you regret it. And you're saying, oh, my God, what do I do now? Well, you have to obviously beef up your immune system. People that got the Moderna shot, we have noticed, have been clotting blood. Their blood is clotting, and it's not just clotting. I mean, if it's clotting when you cut yourself and it clots, that's a good thing. But if it starts creating clots in your brain, causing you to stroke out, like these pilots in the cockpit in flight, if that's what's going to happen, and if that is a risk, I mean, why aren't those risks being disclosed? Why aren't they telling you? You know, if I give you the shot, you have to sit here for 30 minutes in this chair, and we have to do that so we can monitor you. And I mean, you're at a pharmacy somewhere. You don't know whether they stuck it in your muscle or whether they stuck it in a vein. I mean, you don't know where they stuck it. So the thing is one size fits all, one jab in every arm, you know, could constitute some real serious problems for the recipient. And this is the thing that the United States government has been very, very slow to educate people on. So things that we have to bring to the forefront. Texas, by the way, making the news again. They have passed 8 amendments to the state constitution, including one that strengthens religious freedom. God forbid, they don't want us sitting there telling us that we cannot go to church and we cannot worship as we please. So understand that this is something that Texas is, again, they're not sitting around waiting idly by for the government to come in and start laying down more mandates and telling us what we can and cannot do. So besides the vaccine mandate being blocked temporarily, one of the COVID information portals, I like to use that because, you know, you're talking about a Chinese defector who was an MD and a PhD, Li Mengyan. Well, she escaped from China to the U.S., and she basically is saying that this virus was made in a Chinese military lab. The 3rd Military Medical University and Research Institute for Medicine of Nanjing Command discovered a bat coronavirus called ZC45. She's convinced ZC45 was used as a template or backbone to create the actual SARS-CoV-2 virus. So while the Chinese military may be responsible for the physical creation, there's also ample evidence showing that the U.S. funded a bunch of this research. It came out of University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, thanks to Dr. Ralph Baric. That's B-A-R-I-C for those of you. And, you know, the money went through EcoHealth Alliance. I think everybody knows enough about this now that Dr. Fauci, or Mengele as I call him, cannot be trusted. What can I say? We're going to continue this conversation and take more of your calls when we get back from the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Freeman with you. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And we're back once again, 11:32 a.m. Central Standard Time now. Hopefully you set your clocks back and you're right on the money with me, Dave Krieger, on the Power Hour. You can listen to us and tell your friends. They can dial us up here on thepowerhour.com. You got to put the in there or you're going to run off into Never Never Land. One thing we want to mention, veteran specials on sale this week, since this week is Veterans Day week, 20% off. Lithium orotate, right? Improving your mood and brain health with lithium orotate. It does wonders for your brain and emotional health, promoting a balanced mood, reduces irritability. So if you wake up crabby, this is probably a good thing. Even boost brain health with lithium orotate. You'll feel a sense of calm and clarity. And all the Miracle 2 products this week, 20% off. And that includes the Miracle 2 soap and neutralizer, Miracle 11 neutralizer, 10% off all the Strauss Naturals, Silver Botanicals, and the iComplex CS, and 20% off Grown by Nature iron and molybdenum Renature 60-count caps. All on sale this week at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com works that way. That's right. Makes it happen. So you saw what happened in Virginia, and California's, it's really funny, the new news story out here. A Whitney High School teacher has purportedly asked students to identify, quote, a group of complete idiots. This is a quiz question which trashes conservatives. And see, when they can't get their way, what do? They lash out. So here's the quiz question. You tell me if you're going for this or not. The quiz question asked students in a social science class at Whitney High School in Rocklin, a city located about 20 miles from Sacramento, to identify, quote, a group of complete idiots. The possible answers, multiple choice, A, the KKK, B, all of Florida, C, Fox News, and D, Texans. Okay. And you wonder why, with teachers out there purportedly asking students to berate a certain class of either politicians or human beings. This is the nuttiness that is woke. And unfortunately, parents are standing up. We don't want you teaching this stuff to our kids. What do you mean? You're accusing our favorite Fox News show of being an idiot. Well, here's the thing. After what happened in Virginia, and the, you know, based on the list of Republicans that I just mentioned on the air this morning that voted for this same stuff, they either bought them off, somebody made a deal, let's make a deal. And that's the way it works. You know, you can pick what's behind door number three, or you can do what Judy Woodruff did with PBS. She actually had James Caviezel. I always like that guy's accent. He's a Southern boy, and he's a Democratic strategist. And James Carville, she had him on PBS commenting on this woke strategy and the fact that he was asked, well, you know, she asked him what's wrong. I mean, what possibly could go wrong? And here was his 34-second soundbite. We're going to play that for you right now.
What's wrong is just stupid wokeness. All right, don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island. Look at Buffalo. Look at Minneapolis. Even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, just defund the police, lunacy, just take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. I mean, that people see that. And it's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something. I mean, that they're expressing the language that people just don't use. And there's a backlash and a frustration at that.
So you see, even with that short comment, you know, it's amazing how James Carville is not one of these woke people. James Carville is looking at the damage that was caused by the rash spate of comments put out by the McAuliffe campaign. And when they start referring to people as idiots that should not be involved in their kids' education, or they start labeling a certain class of people, this is very counterproductive and it's very offensive. And this is why even Mr. Carville, who I have a lot of respect for as a strategist, even with his Southern drawl, he makes a lot of sense. Woke detox. I started laughing when he said it. I go, you know, some people actually are waking up, and they're not waking up to the sense of wokeness. They're waking up to the sense of being awake and realizing what's going on, and, hey, this ain't right. So, you know, be glad you don't live in Australia, because your kids would be sweating bullets over education. Thousands of teachers in Australian state suspended over vaccination status. New South Wales has lost up to 4,900 teachers who have not been fully vaccinated and refused to book an appointment to get jabbed. The news of the staff comes, you know, walking out, comes as the deadline for mandatory vaccinations in New South Wales schools came on Monday. That's right. And so now what's happening in Puerto Rico? The governor, Pedro Pierluisi, has now decided that all school children aged 5 and older have to get the jab in order to attend school. Now, this is, you know, we don't know whether or not that mandate, that federal injunction applies to them. You would think that it would, since it is a federal judge. You may not be able to get away with giving those vaccines to kids. Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a bill prohibiting the vaccine mandate for minors. He's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee from Texas. It would prohibit the federal government and any entity at the federal, state, and local level that receives federal funding, including school districts, from giving minors the jab. Parents have to have the right to decide. And when you start running a policy through an administration that's ignored medical privacy rights and personal liberty by pushing unlawful and burdensome vaccine mandates on American businesses, now they want to push this mandate on kids, and they want to start pushing it on businesses that don't have, you know, 100 employees, that have less. They're really out to get a jab in every arm, no matter what. And so now the effectiveness of two of the three of these COVID-19 vaxes used in the United States is dropping below 50%. So the efficacy rating is dropping. Yet they still insist. Can you imagine getting a J&J shot, knowing that it had an 86.4% efficacy rate, and now it's only 13.1%? I mean, the FDA should be ashamed, because they didn't make these people test any of this stuff before they turned it loose on America. This is a problem. So anything that we're talking about this morning, you want to chime in on, 844-769-2944 is my number. We are live here on the Power Hour. And if you happen to be tuning in Monday, November 8th, 2021 at 1140 a.m. Central, then you know you're listening to us live, and it's okay to call in and tell me what you think. That's important. We have another breaking news story, a nationwide strike. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to go on a four-day nationwide strike over the vaccine mandates. This is according to Lee Dundas, a human rights attorney and public speaker. And this is going on from November 8th to November 11th to Veterans Day. It's going to kick off in Los Angeles. Locations of all the marches have not been disclosed, but they're saying hundreds of thousands. And there is going to be a Golden Gate Bridge rally. It's going to be epic, unprecedented. It will mark on Veterans Day evening a four-day nationwide walkout, so we at least know where it's going to wrap up. And so every group, anti-vaccine, BLM, gay, straight, Jewish, Muslim, Native American, Asian, Latino, Christian, atheist, all groups are coming together for this one historic moment in time to trumpet not just to our own government, but indeed to the watching eyes of the world that vaccine mandates are not going to be tolerated. We want to live in a free society and be given a choice. There are a lot of people that have given their best years to these Fortune 500 companies, defense contractors, federal contractors or companies that have, like Southwest Airlines, federal contracts with the government. So there, you know, the Surgeon General is not ruling out extending the vaccine mandate to small business. They want to get and reach into every single crevice of the business community and try and enforce this OSHA mandate. And as we were talking about in our last half hour, there is some debate there as to whether or not that mandate through OSHA is even legitimate. And the fact that the federal courts have stopped this mandate temporarily, that is a problem. You know, something wrong, something's going on. You know, they're lying about the drug trials. Ouch. Additional news coming in today. The Biden administration has launched the first U.S. Navy ship. This is real. This is disconcerting. This is a bubble burster at this hour of the day. The U.S. Navy ship has been named after a known child rapist, the late San Francisco supervisor, Harvey Milk, launched in San Diego on November 6th. At least one of Milk's minor victims committed suicide after the rapes. Milk is a admitted homosexual backed by mass murdering Marxist cult leader Jim Jones, is often celebrated today by the LGBT movement for being first open homosexual to serve in public office. He was shot and killed by a fellow Democrat. See, the party's even turning on itself. Here I thought LGBTQ stood for let's get Biden to quit. But apparently it stands for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender movement. I know, it was wishful thinking. What can I say? Among other horrors, Milk was known to prey on boys, especially vulnerable children caught up in drugs or addiction. As his friend and biographer Randy Schultz put it, Harvey always had a penchant for young waifs with substance abuse problems. One of those young waifs victimized by Milk was 16-year-old Jack Galen McKinley, who ran away from his home in Maryland and was desperate for a father figure. Instead, he found a child predator, and then he went on to kill himself. And they named a U.S. Navy ship after this guy. You really think you want to serve on that ship with that kind of reputation? Wow. What can we say? The USNS Harvey Milk was commissioned under the Obama administration by then Navy Secretary Ray Mabus. The move was celebrated by Mabus and the LGBT movement as a historic victory for homosexuals. Well, why don't they name the next ship the USS George Floyd? I mean, if they're going to make all these, you know, weird people, if they're going to make them all like that, you know, and use them as poster childs and then put their name on a ship, I mean, what's next? Oh, don't worry. The USS Joe Biden will probably be out there at some point in time. Oh, I'm sure. You know, this is all basically a self-aggrandizing narrative that we present here. It's one of those things that is just, it saddens the mind to know. Now back to another conversation where we raised a few hairs last week. And this is the idea that there is going to be a food shortage in America. Now, I've posited this before and got called on it, which I had to clarify. And that is that we had a Rasmussen poll. 31% at the time, which was last year, surveyed 1,000 different Americans, and one third of them, or 334, all said that they see America in another civil war, within 5 years. And when I talk to my buddies in Intel, they're all telling me, and Special Forces Ops guys, they're telling me they see one coming in less than two. And I'm like, okay, let's put the brakes on this. I know this is just a very negative feeling, and we can't talk about light. I mean, that's like the person who's sitting there, and they find out we have an incoming nuclear warhead headed right to our city, and what do they do? Get out the vacuum cleaners and decide to vacuum the carpet, because this is a good time to clean the house right before we get wiped off the face of the earth. That makes a whole lot of sense, right? So we have a hard time digesting that something like that could happen. But then I have to ask myself the question again, and we're not promoting anything here. We're just, this idea just keeps sneaking into the back of my head. And it's, if, you know, there wasn't going to be some sort of a negative event happen in America. And we're already seeing some very dysfunctional situations, like the father of four in Jacksonville, Florida, being snuffed out last week by one of these illegal immigrants that gave a phony name when he came across the border. And they shipped him off to Jacksonville, Florida, where he immediately killed a father of four. And we're not supposed to care? Well, what if it was one of us? What if it was one of your parents? You know, what if they did a home invasion? What if a whole bunch of these illegals started going door to door, kicking in doors, trying to get it food? Then I started thinking about this scramble that people are doing. You know, why the 25-year freeze-dried food companies are backing up in orders. I mean, it's taking 3 to 6 weeks to get orders out of those folks. And people are not, you know, of course, we don't encourage you to buy MREs because the military lives off of those. But the thing is it always crept in the back of my head, you know, if we weren't going to have something negative happen, why is everybody stocking up on guns, ammo, and food? It all of a sudden, when you start talking about the truck companies, according to Epoch Times, in an unprecedented scramble to find spare parts. You see, here's the thing. The commercial trucking industry is what we rely on to get goods to market. And without replacement parts, big semis stop rolling. And when they stop rolling, what happens to store shelves across the U.S.? They don't get refilled. There is a little acronym called JIT. This is something that is commonly bandied about, the term, in Walmarts. And the reason I say it is because Walmart practices JIT, or just in time. In other words, they stock up for 72 hours. That's what they stock up for. They don't want to stock up for any more than that because they have all this excess inventory that they may or may not sell. So they've made a commitment to basically stock up for 72 hours. That's JIT, just in time supply. And if for some strange reason, all of a sudden, all these long-haul trucks don't have parts, they don't run. And so when the parts are not available, all of a sudden the food supply chain breaks down. These shippers start using vendors that they've never had to. And if they need a water pump for one of these big rigs, could be weeks away on back order. And so the trucks sit. Seriously. Somebody needs a new clutch. Well, we can't get it. It's going to be 3 weeks before we get a new clutch for this truck. That means that truck's not going anywhere. They're not going to load it with perishable food, obviously. They're only going to do the trucks that are working. And what happens when all these trucks start breaking down? Because, as you know, these trucks are made to break down. The parts, everything. They all are going to need repair at some point in time. And when they don't get the repair, they sit idle. And when they're sitting idle, food does not make it to market. So these are the things that creep into the back of my head and make me wonder, well, gee, if all these Americans have guns, it must be that they want to protect something besides themselves. They want to protect their property and their food supply from unwanted visitors. Because if all of a sudden there's a food shortage and these store shelves are empty and you can call and cry and whine at your grocer, but if he can't get product from the shippers because the trucks aren't delivering, well, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, it's bad enough, the cost of gas and energy. I mean, Americans, according to Jennifer Granholm, that little wisp of a waif that claims to be our energy secretary, confirmed yesterday that Americans are going to pay more to heat their homes this winter than during previous ones. And she's laughing at this thing. She's a former Michigan governor, and she said, this is going to happen. It's going to be more expensive this year than last year. Like, she's bragging. We're in a slightly beneficial position, certainly relative to Europe, because their chokehold of natural gas is significant. They'll pay five times more. You know, U.S. has the same problem, according to her. regarding fuel transportation and supply before attempting to cast the blame on oil and gas companies. Well, they're the ones that disconnected the Keystone Pipeline, folks. I mean, there is so much. We were energy independent for the first time in 75 years, and all of a sudden, boom. Now we're going to have a supply chain shortage, and this is one of the things that is sitting in the back of my head, in my subconscious. And I certainly am getting that sinking feeling that if you don't at least have a year's supply worth of food or some sort of very well-stocked pantry with your basic necessities, that these may soon not be available. And when they're not available and people are going hungry, because what are those three things that people need to survive besides being able to get to and from to work if they're even at a job? They might have gotten fired because they refused to take the jab, and they're basically or leaving based on general principle. But if you've got old Mother Hubbard syndrome, you go to the cupboard, the cupboard's bare, well, what's going to happen? Those three things, food, water, shelter. If you don't have a job, how do you pay the mortgage? You end up in a tent, how are you going to eat? You have to have water to drink. And you see all of these various nonprofit projects going up and down the street in these veterans' neighborhoods where tents are parked all in Los Angeles and various other places where veterans happen to be camping out because, you know, hey, guys, we're used to that sort of stuff, right? And there are some women out there, women vets that are out there, too. Same situation. They're homeless and they're parked in a tent. And so the nonprofits are going around handing out bottled water. Well, this can only go on for so long. Pretty soon they may not have access to that. And then what happens when they go hungry? When the family goes hungry, what do you think the husband and father, who's supposed to be a provider, he goes to the grocery store and finds out there's nothing there, nothing of any substance. Everything's been all cleaned out. Sorry, kids, we're going to have to eat macaroni and cheese for the next 3 weeks. Well, no kid wants to hear that. What do you mean I ran out of Captain Crunch? I need my sugar fix. What? See, you're not going to have all that. All that's going to be cleaned out. People buy this stuff because, you know, of impulse. But then when you combine impulse with panic, you have a problem. And then people go out looking for food. And if they get that desperate, they can't continue to live under a bridge. We don't have enough bridges in America to accommodate all the homeless people. So they're going to be setting tents up. And then a lot of them get addicted to drugs. And it seems like this whole scenario with drug use and homelessness all kind of are working hand in hand with each other. And people are finding it convenient to sell drugs and are more inclined to hook up with drug dealers because it's a way to make some extra cash so you can survive. So the distribution network of drugs in this country, they don't seem to have a problem with that. But the supply side or the supply chain that has to do with providing food, that sort of maintenance that goes along with it is all of a sudden suffering because we have a parts shortage. So understand that this may be one of the reasons why people are arming themselves, because they don't want to have to face an angry stranger at their door demanding to feed their family. I mean, what are you going to do? You have enough food to last you how long? If you're living hand to mouth, I guarantee you don't have that much food. A year's supply? That's stretching it for a lot of people. They don't have the budget. A lot of people on fixed incomes. If you're one of those, sometimes you go to the store and you stock up on an extra can or two of something. Check the expiration date. That's another solution to make sure. You know, some of these MREs that people buy, you know, they sell them so cheap because, did you ever check the expiration date on those things? They may be expired because they only generally last about 5 years. So that people buy MREs are taken. It's a crapshoot. I'm sorry. It's one of those things. Amazon is seeking to get approval on deploying 4,500 additional satellites for what they call an internet project. Really? You think that's what they're going to use them for? Wow. You know, given the fact that we have a surveillance state society that, I mean, they're so consumed with monitoring everybody's activities, especially with this infrastructure bill, if indeed they hire 80,000 IRS agents to monitor your bank accounts, things are going to get ugly because they're going to send these people out and they'll be sending all these taxpayers notices to pay more money, because this is what they do. And especially if you're self-employed and you don't have an LLC or a corporation that you can rely on legitimate benefits. See, I don't know. I had a CPA tell me once. He goes, here's the thing about being self-employed. It's a great thing. You can take cash. You can live in the underground economy. You can barter. You can do a lot of things. But when you get to a position where you start making some money as a self-employed entrepreneur, well, there's a problem there, because the IRS likes to beat up on self-employed entrepreneurs and get more money out of them. They're more likely to get audited than people that have LLCs and full C corporations. So this is one of the reasons why we talk about stuff like this, because people are looking for solutions. And here's one. You know, nonprofits are great. You can start up a cause. You can have administrative funds. You're not going to starve with a nonprofit, because there are people with money that donate to charities. And if you have one of these charities that's favorable to most Americans, that seeks to help other people, you still get paid an administrative fee to handle the nonprofit, which means you get to pay for food, water, and shelter, which are important. If you have an LLC or something that you can consult or help other people, and this is the reason I believe that we were all put here on this earth, to bless other people. That's why we were put here, which is why I'm on this show. You know, because we try to come up with solutions to issues and help the consuming public survive. We're going to have Patrick Wood on the Power Hour after the break. You're going to love what he has to say, talking about the Great Reset and other good things. Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back after the break here on the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.